Perek Yud Gimel Seif Lamed Gimel. Niguv Yodayim B'Magevet. Drying your hand in a towel. Kofil B'Shulchan Oroch. Sha'orichas Yodol V'Vol Nagbon B'Magevet. Toiv She'Na'arem Heitev Lifnei Niguv. Shulchan Oroch says a big chidush. That when a person washes, dries his hands, he should shake off from his hands the water which is on his hands before he dries them. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch wants to worry about the third shita, which is not so poshut. I mean, it's not three, not Rabbeinu Tam. We learned before that the shita sari is that if you go and have a, let's say, a cloth which is not stained, there's no problem from libun. According to Rabbeinu Tam, if it is derech lichloch, if the way is from dirtying it, then you're allowed to do it. Now, and magevet, a normal towel, has these two reasons to be matter. Because it's not derech nikayon, you're doing it in a way to go and dirty the towel. And it's also, if the towel is not stained, it's allowed. So if so, it shouldn't be any problem to go and dry one's hands on a towel. So comes along the Shulchan Aruch and he says, Toiv, it's good to go and be choshesh for a new shita. Shita's Hayireim, which says both of these reasons are not enough. Therefore says the Shulchan Aruch, one should go and shake off as much water as one can before one dries one's hands. Olam HaRamah Kosav Shaminig Lelochosh Lazeh. The Ramah writes that the Minig is not to worry about this shita and to dry one's hands normally. In the footnote he brings down that the Chaznish used to be Machmir the Shulchan Aruch. Seif Lamed Dalet. Maim Shenishpachu Al Gabi Mapat HaShulchan. If water fell on the tablecloth. Nishpachu Maim Al Gabi Mapat HaShulchan wrote to the Garu of the second. Amanos Lassirom Me HaShulchan. Water fell on the tablecloth. Now, he wants to take off the water from the tablecloth. He's not able to go and take a spoon and take it out from the tablecloth, the water which is there, because if you have a problem from schita, because when he uses a spoon, one has to go and one goes and presses down and taking out the water which is on the tablecloth. And that is not allowed because that's normal schita. What he is allowed to do, he goes and takes a knife and he goes moves the water along from the place where it is till the end of the side of the table, and then it'll fall off onto the floor by itself. So he's doing it with a knife. Now, the problem is that he is making the different place in the tablecloth wet. Till now, let's say it fell in the middle of the table. Till now, only the middle of the table was wet. Now, you're taking this water and you're pushing it along to a different part in the tablecloth. Therefore, l'chura, if it is normal water, clean water, one could think should be a problem from libun, cleaning the other part of the tablecloth which the water comes to it. He says not. Says the Bialocha, you're allowed to do that. For sure, lasses came base hatsoyach. One of these two ones allowed to. Ve'ein tzar lochus l'kach kasher mavis ha'mayim nitzadim ha'yishoyos ha'mapet b'mayim. One doesn't have to worry that he's making the other part of the tablecloth wet and Kielu is cleaning the other part of the tablecloth. He doesn't have to worry about that. Why not? Because we go, officially we hold the shitzari. Shitzari is that if it doesn't have a stain on the tablecloth, you're allowed to according to the re. Maybe in this case, it's also called derech lichloch. You are doing it in a way that we don't consider it that you're cleaning the tablecloth with the water which comes on it. Maybe it's considered derech lichloch. You're making it dirtier and not making it more clean. We look as if you're making it dirtier. And the Bi'alach has got another side why it should be mutter. A korpon in alach l'maisa is you're allowed to go and do it, push along the water in order to go on the other part of the tablecloth in order to go and get rid of the water, if it's le'ez hatzoyach, bashas hatzoyach, the solution only when one needs to. Ve'yizah'eh, shlo yitzchot et ha'mapa ve'eis ha'greira, kizei shlo yitzchot, the mayim ha'bluim bo. You have to be very careful not to push and press down on the tablecloth, because then you're going to go and do skipper. But you have to move along the water without pressing down on the tablecloth. Se'if lamatei, pisas bad ha'kshua al gabi beret. When one has cloth on the tap, hakoyisha pisas bad agabi beres. Bima shenoygim lasses kem beyimei haPesach muta lefteach zaperes gam b'Shabbos muva yontiv ve'im bezeis shriya. A person on Pesach sometimes, even in the other parts of the year, if one wants, one puts a cloth on the tap. Now he leaves it there. Are you allowed to open the tap? Because when you open the tap, comes clean water to this cloth. Lechura, it's considered libum. You're cleaning the cloth. Halacha is, you're allowed to do that. Like the minigas, everybody does it on Pesach. Why are you allowed to do that? That's the bi'ah halacha. You're allowed to do that because one doesn't wash this cloth. And if one is not used to be washed, this cloth altogether, then, according to everybody, there's no problem from libun. Libun is a problem, something which you wanted to come clean. Something which you're never going to wash it anyway, one uses it and throws it out. Then there's no problem altogether to go and put water onto it. Because you're not interested in cleaning it altogether.